Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But I was like, in the moment, I'm like, oh, I'm in good shape. I'm great. And I look at those photos and I go, I was 30 pounds fatter. I'm like ashamed to look at it. So when I go in there, I see that picture and I'm always like, oh,
I saw your face. I don't know why I've never looked at it that close. And I just thought, wow.
It goes from mouth to neck with just a giant chin.
I don't think you realize changes that people make when you're around them every day. Yeah. Like Swag's had that. Like we realize how Swaggart is like as skinny as an 8-year-old now. Like he is skinnier than hell.
Yes.
He's lost a lot of weight.
When he also has no muscle definition.
Like, yeah. We'll work on that next.
Next.
Sure. Yeah. You lost it. Now you tone it back up. But we don't quite, it's not as stark to us because we see him every day.
Right.
But
it's been gradual.
Right. Then there's people that'll come into the office who haven't been in months because, you know, Rona, and they'll see Swag and they'll be like, dude, what? Like they'll look at him like, what the hell happened to you, man?
Yeah. Yeah. At 3 month, sample size two is good because, I mean, that's what we're dealing with here. His is one I've noticed, though, like from a week to week thing. And the one that startled me the most was probably 2 weeks ago. He walks up and he's like, hey, how we doing? Man, he was wearing clothes that Fat Swag barely could fit into.
Like his pants are falling
his
down.
His belt buckle wasn't even on a hole. He had to like paper clip it so it would tighten his shorts. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. No, we had to go get all new golf shorts.
Yeah.
And we're now 34s.
34s,
Taylor,
man.
You look fine.
You're looking good, Taylor.
And
yeah.
I have room to tuck shirts in. Yes. Thank you. Better you today.
There you go.
Call him.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Tim Taylor, better you today.
Good stuff.
I lost 30. You're that's right.
Tim. He's saying you look great, Tim.
Yeah.
He's saying you look great. You can't hear him.
I gained a lot of weight. I gotta go.
Swag wants to sleep with you.
Yeah. He thinks you're very attractive.
Hey, you know, I mean, I did. It's funny you said that because I noticed that today because I had walked in here.
How skinny Swaggart is? Yeah.
Dude, he looks good.
He does. Yeah.
He's shaming me. I feel like I'm being shamed just looking at him.
Well,
God darn, I didn't realize how fat I'm getting. I got more chins than a Chinese football
club. Well, I'll tell you this. On the Swaggart front of weight loss, I got a text 2 days ago. I didn't share this with the show. I got a text 2 days ago, and I didn't have this number in my phone, and I don't get texts from random numbers. And it said, I've never had more sex than I'm having now.
Whoa.
That was a first text.
Whoa.
I responded to it, and I go,
whoa.
I first said, well, that's great. And they responded, I know. My mind's never been clearer. And I said, pardon me. I did the whole new phone who dis thing. I said,
who is texting me?
I said,
this?
Sorry, who is this? Lady Swag.
Wow.
Boom.
Wow.
Boom.
Lady Swag. And I said, look at Swaggart out here dropping LBs.
Yes.
Dropping LBs and picking up the ladies.
I don't know what that segment was, but it was fun. I had a good time. I don't know about you guys, but I had a lot of fun.
Those texts weren't real, Swaggart.
Yeah.
Oh, or maybe they were.
Maybe they were. Who knows? I don't know.
And much more flexible Jason Swaggart.
He can put his leg over his head now. Wait, what?
Swag came on and was like, I'm bendy.
I'm shifty now.
I want to find out.
He's getting that draft evaluation.
Range of motion has increased.
By the way, I'll go tweet out that picture. We'll do a side-by-side photo, old Sprague, new Sprague.
Dude.
Just because I saw that yesterday and it made me chuckle.
Can you not get it too close?
I'm going to get to this real quick before we go so there is at least something of substance in this segment. So Melvin Gordon was doing an interview recently. He now plays for the Denver Broncos, in case you forgot that. Okay. Signed with an AFC West rival. And he was asked a question in an interview about what's it going to be like playing in a stadium with no fans. Like, mm-hmm. if you guys come back in Denver, there's no fans, right? It's just going to be weird playing NFL games with no fans, right? You know what his response was? It's the joke that we've all made. We didn't have fans anyways. We didn't have many a Chargers game, so I'm not missing much.
He's not wrong at all. And when he comes back to play as a Bronco,
I love that.
All 35 Charger fans are going to boo him.
Boo, boo, boo.
The funniest part's going to be when he shows up, and this is assuming fans can be in the stadiums at some capacity. When he shows back up in LA as the starting running back for the Broncos, he's going to expect boos. He'll get 30 boos, and then the rest of the stadium will give him a standing ovation because they're Bronco fans. So he's kind of in a win-win situation here. He's calling out the truth of Charger Nation while also knowing he's going to get a standing ovation in L.A. because there'll be more Broncos fans than Charger fans. Good for Melvin Gordon.
Somebody said the Sprague in that picture is Brandon. What are we calling you now? Spritz?
Spritz.
Spritz. Brandon
is
Spritz.
Is that Spritz?
Yeah, that's Brandon.
Okay.
Spritz. Yeah.
All right.
We'll show you Brandon Spritz and then Brandon Sprague. Hey, Crunch Time brought to you by Crunch Fitness. I'm not even going to do the old reading anymore because their gyms are opening back up on June 8th in Portland and Vancouver, I believe 6 a.m. So wake up early on that Monday. Go get a workout in. We're fired up for the gyms to get back up and running. Crunch.com to check out the details. Okay, coming up in the final hour of the show, we'll Sprague the line. We have the over-under set on our round down at Bandon Dunes this weekend, so we'll see where everybody's laying their money on. We'll update those coming up on Monday. I have one other football note to get to I didn't get to there, and that was from John Madden on a broadcasting note, so I want to see how people feel about it. Also, it sounds like we actually have some concrete details out of the NBA, a date in which they're planning on starting, and the exact kind of roadmaps we're thinking of following that they're ultimately going to vote on. So we'll start the final hour there. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.